All righty. Welcome to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. Not saving souls, we're saving businesses, saving jobs, saving our community. Now, if we save a soul, don't be surprised, we've been doing that too. But the mission of the show is to build strong businesses in our community so we can put people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. So if you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, I want you to turn right here on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Our mission is to build strong businesses in our community and put people to work. We do that with business development, job creation, and service. I am so glad to be here today, as always, here on Radio 1, 95.9 FM, 1450 AM. Mad props to the folks that put this show together. Miss Kathy Hughes, Miss Karen Jackson, Mr. Ron Thompson, the engineer Alonzo over there, and all you listeners, gotta give some mad props to the listeners. I also like to give mad props to my host and guest. But also joining me today is Miss Tisha Hillman. Good morning, Tisha.
Good morning, Robert, and good morning, everybody.
All right, Tisha is an attorney at law. She's specializes in family law and a few other types of law. She is also brings us great commentary. All these topics that come up in the news and things like that, she gives us the political, the legal, and all other kind of perspectives. And we appreciate you, Tisha, attorney, Tisha Hillman.
Thank you so much.
What are you going to talk about later on in the show?
So I am going to talk to people about the importance of co-parenting and shared custody, because I have a good friend of mine who is an advocate. He works for an organization. Mm-hmm. Shout out to David Smith. And he works for an organization that really tries to promote shared custody in the state of Maryland. And so I want to talk to people about co-parenting and what that looks like and what that means and why that's so important.
All right. So stick around, folks. She's going to come on at the 11 o'clock hour to talk about co-parenting and shared custody. And if you know someone who's embroiled or somebody who's looking at that situation coming down the pike, send them a text, call them, email them, tell them to tune in to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. As Attorney Tisha Hillman will open up the lines and take questions, and we're looking forward to that later on. I'm just getting back from Wyoming. I know every time I say that, people say, Wyoming? Really?
That was the first thing I thought.
You were thinking that too, Tisha?
Absolutely. I was like, what's this black man doing in Wyoming?
I was in Wyoming from about half a week, and you're right, though. I think I doubled the population of African Americans in Wyoming in one.
You probably did.
I also have
you and your shadow.
Me and my shadow. I also have in the studio Elena Selman. Good morning, Elena.
Hey, good morning. Yeah.
Try that other mic over there.
Okay.
There you
hey,
go.
Am I on? Yes.
Elena Selman. So,
good morning.
So, guys, yes, I am straight
you're
off.
Back.
I am off the hills. If anybody goes to my Facebook page, Robert L. Gatewood, you'll see me up in the hills of Wyoming. I mean, I started driving. It's Casper Mountain. This suck is like 8,233 feet. And so I got in my car and started. I finished up with my client.
The air was thin.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, your ears are popping as you go around the hills. So I finished up with my client, and she actually wrote me a note, a handwritten note on how to get up the hill. She said, go up here, you make this right on Wyoming Boulevard, then you get down to here, you're going to make this right on Casper Mountain. Now, just the thought of that kind of, my heart started beating the minute I heard the word mountain. Actually, the street is named Casper Mountain Boulevard.
Meaning you get lost with the ghost. You're with the ghost at that point.
I am going up the hill, and I'm saying to myself, I'm a strong guy. Shoot, man, I done fought, and you know, I've been in protest, and I done dealt with all types of ills. I've been beat up by gangs, so hey, a little mountain is not going to shake me.
Right.
I started up the hill, and I was fine. I would stop along the way and take a picture, right? So I get about, I'm probably about halfway up the mountain. I just happened to look over the side. Teacher, that did it. I looked
right.
over the side.
I was like, I don't know why you did that.
Oh,
I shouldn't have looked over the side. As long as I was looking straight ahead, I was fine. Those roads started getting trickier and more crooked
And I happened to peek over the side. I said, the next chance I see the turn, and I would have turned around in the middle of the street, but I figured somebody might hit me. I said, the next little conclave I can see where I can turn around, I'm going to turn around and go back down. And that's exactly what I did. So, folks, I'm back.
So you got beat up by gangs and you did let the mountain defeat you? What?
Hey, you have to get on Casper Mountain before you start talking trash, Keisha. You go up that mountain.
Now, Robert, your father, you know, would be totally like, God got you.
No.
Look,
you closer to God.
I was closer to God, but I wasn't ready to meet him at that particular time. Plus, I'm saying to myself, I'm in Wyoming. I go up this cliff. There's nobody here to save me. Nobody.
Ain't nobody going to look for you.
That's right. So I'm saying, that's an unnecessary risk. So anyway, I'm glad to be back from Wyoming. I met some interesting people. I got on the plane coming back, and this was so funny. There were two people in the whole, two black people in the whole of Wyoming. I get on the plane, of course, I'm like the only, we got off, had a layover in, yeah, had to get off on Casper, then we went to Salt Lake City, so where the layover. But when I got on the plane, there was one black lady on the phone, on the plane, and we happened to be sitting next to each other. I said, hey, is this a conspiracy or what? So we kind of laughed at each other. And, but anyway, that's Miss Gaynell. I want to send a shout out to her and her son here in the D.C. area. Met an interesting guy named Fish. Now, y'all got to hear this story. I'm not going to spend the whole show talking about Wyoming. But anyway, this is a human interest story.
Okay.
Get on the plane, and this guy, on the way up there, I got on the plane. There was one lady that had a seat between me and her. So I had all the space. I could lay out my computer over there and all the space in the world. The second layover, it was me and two other guys. It was like three across and one guy in the middle, another guy on the one I was at the aisle. So I'm saying, okay, things are tightening up a little bit. So I figure that's tightest things can get when you're flying, three in a row. Well, the next stop I got to, I get on the plane. I'm going down the aisle. You know, you're looking up there to see what seat you're in, and I see this big guy, right? I said, man, that's a big guy there. I said, I hope nobody had to sit beside this guy. I'm looking up at the numbers.
You do.
20B. This is no exaggeration. I had about 75% of my seat was a fellow. This guy was like taking 25% of it. I could tell you the whole story, but the bottom line is, I'm getting an attitude, right? I'm like, where's Reverend Al? You know, I'm thinking that they did this because I'm thinking racism and all kind of stuff. But I said, well, they didn't know what race I was. I'm pretty sure. But to make a long story short, I got to talking to this guy. I'm mad, really. But somehow, I happened to look down and saw that he had a cane. I could see some hurt on his face. I could see that he's probably gone through this 1,000 times. Every time he gets on a plane, you got to go through this whole dance of, you know, people looking at me funny. I'm big. I'm taking up people's space. And I asked him, I said, look, man, don't take this personal, but this seat is cutting into my side, and this is going to work. Soon as the stewardess come back down the aisle, the flight attendant, I'm going to tell her to move. He said, well, tell her she's coming in a few moments because she's bringing me an extension. I said, extension? What's an extension? So he explained to me what an extension was. You know what an extension is?
Yes. It's her seatbelt.
It's a seatbelt. See, I didn't know that. That started a conversation with my teacher. He started explaining to me what an extension was. I told him about it. I said, this is not going to work because there's not enough space. He said, well, look, I'm going to see if I can move over a little bit more, and I'm going to move my bag over so you can stretch out your legs. And I said, well, why? I said, this extension thing. I said, you used to this? He said, yes. Then I started noticing his cane. I started noticing he had these interesting ornaments on the cane, like antelope ivory. He explained antelope ivory. He started talking about hunting. I'm going to tell you the truth, folks. Before this conversation, I was ready to get up and complain to the airlines. And this guy, like I said, he was red state all the way. You know, the cap on, had the hunting vest.
Make America great again.
He was emanating red state. And I said, I wanted nothing to do with him. Folks, this is a human interest story. By the time we got to our next stop, we were literally BFFs. I'm telling you. We talked, we changed stories, and he made some more space, and I decided instead of complaining to the airlines, you know, to get up, I'm going to go ahead and make the best of this. And I'm telling you the truth, folks, it was a really good decision because I learned a lot of things about how people think in Wyoming. He told me some things about what part of the city to avoid, what restaurants to eat in. He told me some things about hunting. He told me some things about the native people of Wyoming. He told me about hunting. He also had a residence in Alaska. He's a wildlife photographer. He told me some things about rattlesnakes. He said the rattlesnakes are going to come out if it gets over 65 degrees. And so keep an eye on the temperature, but right now you should be okay. And I asked him, I said, what about bears? He said, well, unless you are coated in honey and having raw meat strapped to you, don't worry about bears. They're not coming out this time of year. But anyway, folks, that was some of the interesting things I endured, and I enjoyed while going to Wyoming. I met some interesting people, and really was a good trip. But while I was gone, I kept hearing these stories about Cam Newton that has taken up the news today. Look at Lena Seven giving me that out. She probably you probably ready to burn Cam Newton at the stake.
No.
You're not?
No. No.
And tell me why not. Now, wasn't he talking about you? Wasn't he talking about people like you?
He was talking about sports reporters, basically, when he made that comment about, wow, that's kind of interesting to see, to hear women talk about. And what he's talking about when he says routes, he's talking about the wide receiver routes.
Right, right.
So that's what he was referencing. And I think that what happens, and I'm not excusing him because there is a level of ignorance that is attached to that. And that's only because of his, you know, and he should know better because he's around female sports reporters all the time. However, we sometimes hold these people that are in these positions, like a prestigious quarterback, right, African American, in the NFL. That's huge. That's a big responsibility. And I feel like we're like coming down on him a little too much. He's still, how old is Cam?
He's 29 years old.
He's 29. I mean, he's young enough still. He's still old enough to know better. But I think that we needed to use this as an opportunity.
A teachable moment.
A teachable moment instead of a ridicule moment.
What do you think?
And it's awful to bring him down in the way that everybody is coming down on him. I'm going, come on.
What do you think? What do you think, teacher? Have you been following that story?
So I woke up to the story today. And so I did not hear, you know, I did not hear all of the details of it. But, you know, just from hearing what, and I'm so sorry, I didn't remember your name.
Elena.
And so just hearing what Elena just said, I completely agree. Because you think about it, we, after this current president, who shall remain nameless, mm-hmm, said that he grabs women by the vagina, he was elected president. But we hold black people, of course, and we know this, black and brown people are held to a standard that non-minorities are not held to. And it's not...
Teacher, I tell you what, hey, hold that thought. We're going to come back. We're going to finish up on talking about this topic a little bit more. We're going to have Mr. Miles. He's going to be calling in. And also, I'm going to give you my perspective on the Cam Newton controversy. This is the Marketing Pulpit. The number is 1-800-450-7876. Call us if you want to join the conversation. We'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS and 95.9 FM.
Traffic around the DMV not looking half bad for your Friday morning drive. If you're headed on the outer loop of the Beltway, you're running up to speed from I-95, headed over towards Georgia Avenue. Northbound side of 270, you're going to hit a little bit of a slowdown there. Approaching Montrose Road, looks like there is a crash currently blocking both shoulders. Serious crash there that luckily got moved over to the shoulders, no longer causing you any issues, but you are going to see a quick tap on the brakes. Plenty of activity on both shoulders. Southbound I-95 in Virginia, heavy volume from Lorton headed down towards 123. Reports of a crash blocking one left lane has been moved over to the left shoulder, so it shouldn't cause you much issue any longer. This weather report is brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. For today, you're going to have a high of 84 degrees. For tomorrow, similar story, high of 84. For Sunday, high of 78 with possible thundershowers, currently 73 in the district. Every 52 minutes, someone is killed by a drunk driver. Join Mothers Against Drunk Driving at a Walk Like Mad 5K near you. Sign up at walklikemad.org. I'm Carlos Ramirez for News Talk 1450 AM and 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
folks. This is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are a business development show. But every now and then, we have to take a pause and feel the pulse of America, particularly when we have these interest stories that come up that challenge us, intrigue us, make us think. And as Lena Seven said, they present a teachable moment. Cam Newton, in case anybody who's wondering what in the heck we're talking about, maybe you were in a cave or been captured by terrorists or on the moon. Cam Newton was interviewed by a young lady, and she was asking him about some routes, the physicality of the routes. And Cam kind of grabbed his goatee, kind of, you know, the pose he gets. He said, hey, that's kind of funny to hear a female talk about routes. And of course, he's been scoriated. He's been really tarred and feathered in the media.
Really, Robert, he was really kind of mocking the fact that women, you know, for the most part, we really did not play some of the sports that we cover. But the only thing he didn't think about is that there are some men that are covering sports that have never played those sports either.
Let me tell you something. come in, and we're going to bring in Mr. Miles. Welcome to the show, Miles.
Thanks for having me.
All right, hang on there, Miles. Let me say this. Now, people don't have to guess how I feel about this topic, because I talk sports on this show often, and the person who I bring on the most often is a female, Nicole Nelson, and, of course, Lena Seven. I'm a fan of Jemele Hill, so my creds are there. But I do have a problem with the hypocrisy, as a teacher said. We have some of these same people now who are ready to tar and feather Cam. Some of these same folks are writing million-dollar checks to Donald Trump. They're supporting his campaign. They're sticking with him in spite of all the egregious things that he's done. And so if I'm a fan of anything, I must admit what Cam said was a boneheaded thing to say, because you don't have to play a sport. Because when I'm sitting here listening to Kelsey and Elena Seven, I mean, they could talk me under the bus when it comes to sports. I'm a man, okay? I'm not going to try to put my knowledge against theirs any day. They are females, as Cam said it. And sometimes even women don't want to be called females either. They call me a woman or a woman, lady. But
well, female. I have my female shirt on.
Oh, well, you don't have an issue with
it. You can call me a female. Right. I live in my femaleness.
But you know what?
And I ain't got no problems doing
that. What I like about that, Elena Selman, is that there is so much less.
I don't want to be you.
That's right. We have to be each other. We have to kind of, we have to, when people make bad statements, we have to call them on it. But at the same time, Cam can't be Lena Seven. Lena Seven can't be Tisha. Tisha can't be Mr. Miles. Mr. Miles can't be me. We have to be our own selves. Long as we're not infringing upon people's rights and causing them any type of harm, if Lena Seven wants to be called a female versus a woman, and as long as I'm not sitting here denigrating her or marginalizing her skills and her talents in the use of my term and my terminology, then I should be able to say the thing that I want to say. I think that you draw the line, and when you start marginalizing people and degrading them. Mr. Miles, what's your take on this? How you doing today, brother?
Well, good morning to y'all. And as usual, you have an outstanding show, and special in empowering us black people as far as business. But I want to comment on the Cam Newton story. But I think we're missing a bigger issue here, and that's be careful and for falling for the okie doke. If you notice, our black quarterbacks are being targeted in the NFL.
Go ahead.
That's what everybody's missing. Mm. And if you're not, as they say, you know, if you don't learn by mistakes, if you don't learn by history, history will repeat itself. If you notice over the past few years, all the black athletes been targeted. And we always tell people, be careful in judgment, too quick to judge people. Our black quarterbacks are being targeted in the NFL. Now, we know it was bonehead what he said, but mm-hmm. is that really a big deal? Mm-hmm. And not diminishing what he said, but is that really a big deal? Why are we taking that so out of context? I mean, we all say things that we should not say. I mean, we human beings, first and foremost. But the bigger issue is he's next black quarterback to be targeted.
Okay.
And we're not something else will come up with him, mm-hmm. along with other quarterbacks. If you notice, each one of them is being targeted. Now, remember, I told you that.
Right.
Be careful.
Hey, Mr. Miles, you're saying, and you're kind of, I think we're kind of on the same page here, that we all agree that, like I said, it was a boneheaded move to make such a statement. I heard his apology, and it was really sounded heartfelt, and I had to make a note of what he said. He said he understands that he's a role model, that kids and people look up to him. He spoke according to the women in his life, that he don't want to be denigrating or marginalizing. But the line that I took from his apology was, don't be like me, be better than me. And I said, wow, this young man has actually grown up in a week. He's actually grown up, and like Elena Seven said, this is a teacher. It's a teachable moment for all of us.
It's a teachable moment. He's also grown up in like a year because, I mean, in like the last few years, because remember when he lost at the Super Bowl, he didn't want to talk to the media, and he didn't want to do the pressers after that. So, I mean, Cam is, he's coming along, but I'm just saying that we have to use these opportunities, and I think ESPN is like the biggest culprit here, because if you notice, if you look, I've been watching ESPN for the last like 24 hours just to see what they were going to do with Cam. Every single show has been, and their top of the line of the story was about Cam and what he said.
24-hour Cam.
They have, but what they've done is they have really treated him badly. And they're ruining. It's like they're ruining, trying to ruin his reputation.
Now you begin to see what I'm saying.
It's horrible.
It's all, just watch. All these players did not stand up for Carl Kaepernick and say, I'm worried about my salaries and stuff. If they can do it to him, they're going to do it to you. And look what's happening now.
So, Mr. Miles, you're saying this is part of a bigger issue. First, it's Colin Kaepernick.
Absolutely.
So these guys are being picked off one at a time, either one Absolutely. Way or the other. Either for kneeling in a respectful position in protest, that's bad. If you make a statement, which you, obviously is a boneheaded move, a young guy who's has a lot to learn. I think there's universal agreement on that. Is that enough to ruin his career? Is enough to have his Danone yogurt contract pulled? Is Gatorade making a statement? And are these the same people that have given Donald Trump a free pass? That's where I hate nothing else in this world, it is hypocrisy.
They even ridiculed today on why did it take him so long to apologize. But let me tell you, Chris Carter said something very good today. Chris Carter said today, let me say something. Whenever there's an opportunity to apologize, I don't care whether it's one day, 2 days, when there's an opportunity for you to apologize, you apologize. And anytime you can be better, then you become better. And if it takes you 2 days, fine, I accept it. I mean, he is the one who spoke up on behalf of of Cam Newton today. So, I mean, I feel awful for him. I really do, because I don't feel like it needs to be taken to this level. We just need to educate him and say, hey, listen, there are female reporters all over the place, just like Marcin Gortat. Last week, I got pushed to the side by the Washington Post. They were like, no, you got to wait, all this stuff. Marcin Gortat, because I did not work at a bigger publication, they thought they could just push me around. And you know what Marcin Gortat did with the Washington Wizards?
Nope.
Just 2 weeks ago, he stopped them. He said, uh-uh. He said, I got 2 minutes for her first.
Get out of here.
Yes, he did. He stood up on my behalf, and there were people pulling me saying, no, you can't go before these people. You got to go back to the end. And I've been waiting to speak to him.
Well, that's good. So we have to stand up for one another, and that's something that we're not doing. That's what I'm trying to point out to black people as a whole, and especially athletes. See, don't forget, you put these guys on the pedestal. These guys, and then when something go wrong, then you right there hang them. You know, it's the way society is. We pick and choose who we like at the moment. You know what I mean? And these 32 owners of the NFL let you know that we can do anything we want whenever we want.
Well, I'm gonna end this topic on this note, and this is really for the female listeners. Not anybody who's listening, but particularly the, as Cam say, female. I'm gonna say women, ladies, and obviously, Lena Selman has no issue with being female. She's got it written on her chest, so it all depends on who you ask. If you've the 46% of women and the 54% of white women who voted for Donald Trump. Before you marginalize and demonize this young man, you need to take a hard look in the mirror and ask yourself, absolutely, is this really about feminism, or there's something else at work here? That's all I'm going to say. Forget, let's stop all this hypocrisy. Did you vote for Donald Trump, and are you still standing by him in spite of all the things that he's done? And he's done a lot. If you can't answer that question with a straight face, you need to go check yourself. That's all I got to say. That's all I got to say. Hypocrisy has no quarter on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. Thank you, Mr. Miles, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, folks. Don't get me started over here, Carl. I don't have time. I don't have time for the BS. I'm sorry. I don't care what gender you
That's
are.
That's right.
If you're wrong, you're wrong. If you're
wrong, you're wrong.
Cam was wrong, but these folks who are jumping all over him and still supporting Trump, you are wrong, period. There is no, I'm sorry. I can't. I'm just not going to buy it. Folks, you're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. We are going to talk some business today. We're also going to talk some law. Later in the show, we're going to talk about networking. I'm going to ask you these questions. Do you want a proven type of advertising that costs little or no money? Do you want new customers? We're going to talk about how and why networking works. If it's not working for you, you could be doing it wrong. This is The Marketing Pulpit. We're going to come back in a moment with Tisha Hillman talking about shared custody and co-parenting. The Marketing Pulpit. Be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOS at 95.9 FM.
Rich is just a really, really, really good guy. The term good egg isn't enough to describe him. He's also certified organic and free range. Rich puts the cap back on everything. The toothpaste, the olive oil, the shampoo, everything. He lets his 10-year-old nephew beat him at virtual tennis, even though he can straight up slay his 10-year-old nephew in virtual tennis. When the toilet paper is running low, Rich replaces the roll on the actual holder, not just on the back of the toilet. Rich is texting and driving. Rich? No. What are you doing, Rich? I was just telling everyone how great you are. Texting and driving makes good people look bad. Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes, and you can do it at DoIHaveProdiabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy, which is great because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit DoIHaveProdiabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Our lives are affected every day by innovations from the minds of African Americans. Support the United Negro College Fund, because a mind is a terrible thing to waste. Visit UNCF.org or call 1-800-332-UNCF. Brought to you by UNCF and the Ad Council.
1450 WOL Washington, W240 BJ Washington, 95.9 WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
All right, welcome you back to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel, whether you male, female, woman, lady, man, or whatever. We have a big tent here. What we don't have is a tent for boneheadedness or hypocrisy. We are a business development show, but we take a holistic approach. So when something is on the forefront of people's minds, we don't mind talking about it, but we will talk about some law and business today. I'm going to talk about networking later on. The thing about networking is the reason it's not working for some people is because it is just as important to what you do before the networking event, and what you do after the networking event is just as important that what happens during the event, and we're going to talk about that in the last few minutes of the show today. So you want to stick around for that. Also, my company is Gatewood Marketing. If you're serious about business, you're trying to create some retirement income, Social Security, particularly with these knuckleheads in Congress and in the White House, Social Security is going to be on life support soon. You got to start taking some action now that's going to protect your family. Create those streams of income, leverage that life experience and knowledge that you have. Think legacy. I'm working with people of every field, a lot of real estate people, attorneys, therapists, senior health care providers, authors, and I'm helping them. I know some of these folks, you're going to be reading about them because they're taking that knowledge and experience and segueing it into a successful business. If you need some help with that, call me. Call my company, Gatewood Marketing, at 301-839-2836, and let me put you on the road to building a legacy for your company, for your family, for yourself. You have it in you. Just let me pull it out of you. My company is 301-839-2836. That's my phone number. Go to gatewoodmarketing.com. We have a very interesting topic going on today. Cam Newton lit up a firestorm by making a comment that some call degrading, derogatory, insulting to women. He has apologized, but the fire just continues to grow. I have a Ms. Kelsey Nicole Nelson, she's actually a sports analyst, and so she's kind of breaking that glass ceiling as well. I'm sure she has an interesting take on it. Welcome to the show, Kelsey.
Hi, Robert. Thanks so much for having me. And hi, Elena. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Kelsey?
I am wonderful. I was enjoying.
Let me tell you something, guys. I'm going to tell you right now. I am just proud as a peacock to have these two talented women in the sports world on my show today. So, Cam, take that, Cam.
It's an honor. And see, this is why I had to call in, because I was hearing your guys' conversation. And as you know, Robert, I'm very passionate about sports.
Uh-huh.
I am one of the people that is not going to let up on Cam Newton, and I'm going to say why.
Okay.
I think Cam Newton has been a controversial figure. Yes, he's been a great African-American quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he has a lot of pressure on him, but is that any excuse for some of the comments he's making? No. And the reason why I say this, too, is because Cam Newton is not the only person that thinks like this. So many men think the same way. If I had a nickel or even a penny for how many times men come up to me and say they're surprised how much I know about sports, I could pay off my $65,000 in student loans. Because that's how much it happens. And it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Because even me, I think we see more women on TV and stuff like that, but like talk about Ralph. But yeah, just answer the question. It was something that didn't need to be said, and I think it's good as being made an example of. Now I agree with the point on you guys that he's taking away the attention from Colin Kaepernick's team, but I also think Cam Newton really wasn't at first. He wasn't with it. I mean, just now we're kind of starting to see him kind of stand up for that stuff. But what he said was inexcusable, and I know people have brought up the background of the reporter and some of her past racist remarks. That was wrong, too. Two wrongs never make a right. But it's time now for men to understand, yes, women know sports, and it shouldn't be a surprise, and they should be able to ask you about routes. A lot of us grew up in sports families, just like men. And I can talk sports, I think, better than some men. But I think, you know, it's 2017, so we shouldn't still be having this conversation.
Kelsey, you have nailed it again. And I think that's why I like the fact that just because you're a woman, just because you're a man, we are not all African American or white or whatever race you are.
Right.
We are not monolithic.
Exactly.
Take us for our skill, for our experience, and let that speak for us.
Exactly. I mean, so many of us work too hard. It's bad enough. I know every time I walk into a locker room, I know I have to prove myself because I'm a double minority. I'm a woman and I'm African American, but it shouldn't be that way. I went to school just like everybody else. I played sports like a lot of other people, and I think I've proven myself. I think my resume speaks for itself, and I think that reporters could be the same thing. And I think Cam, yes, he's getting a lot of slack, but I think at the same time, he's going to be proven a lesson because so many men think that way. He's not the only person. Color, race, whatever. If you know sports, you should be able to talk sports, and it doesn't matter your gender. There's a lot of men I know who don't like sports. It shouldn't matter, though. Who cares?
So hopefully,
if you're there, you know, the PR people know who's supposed to be in there asking you the questions, Cam. That's how I feel.
So maybe Cam is taking he's falling on the grenade for a lot of his cohorts who have these misogynistic approaches to women and equality and so forth. And hopefully they'll learn. They'll watch this. They'll see this. And they will not only just watch their words, but also watch their deeds as well. Thank you, Kelsey. Thanks a lot. And
no problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, folks, this is a great show we have going here. We're talking about Cam Newton and what happened. And I also have two talented co-hosts with me today, Ms. Elena Sevlin and attorney Tisha Hillman. Quickly, Elena Sevlin, what's going on in the sports world here?
Oh, my God. So much stuff is going on. Obviously, you know, the Wizards, they kick off their preseason game. They had one the other day, but that was on their practice courts.
Okay.
That I saw with a Chinese team. They won that. So, but then tonight they kick off a really big game. You know, it's with the Knicks.
Okay.
So it should be kind of interesting just to kind of see how some of these bench players that will, you know, that will be debuting their skills tonight in place of the starters. I think when I was talking to Scott Brooks the other day, saying that, you know, some of the starters will come in, but most of them probably won't play that much. So that's like a big deal. And then the other thing is that the Nats play the Cubs. That's the big game. That's the beginning of the playoffs. The NLDS kicks off. You know, who's the best team in the National League? We know who it is.
I heard that the game was sold out.
It's sold out. But let me also just tell you this, okay? Just some background information to this. Dusty Baker used to work for the Cubs. So there's some tension there that he really didn't leave with the Cubs. You know, he didn't leave on a good note with them, as well as the Dodgers. They were, you know, Dusty played for the Dodgers. So, you know, and Dusty has gone over to the Dodgers several times and tried to get into management there, and they've never really given him an interview. So that's behind. I know Dusty is a good friend of mine. We just were talking. So, I mean, he was just telling me all this background information. I was like, that I didn't even know. But anyway, so this should be a real special moment for Dusty Baker. Everyone should be following it. African-American manager. Wow. He's a Hall of Famer. I mean, this guy is incredible, and he's probably going to get a two-year extension to his contract to continue to manage the Nats. I mean, a lot of stuff going on, but, you know, a lot of stuff. So the Wizards, Nats, big games tonight. I mean, obviously, it's just a preseason game. It's not that big for the Wizards, but the Nats, definitely. You can't get a ticket to that. That's too hot. The Nats and the Cubs. You know the Cubs won the World Series last year. So, you know, but I think the Nats are going to take it. I think they're going to the second round.
Hey, folks, let me tell you something. Do these women know sports? Hey, teacher, are you listening to this?
I am, but I'm a minority here. I don't know anything about sports.
You probably know about as much as I do. That's why I bring in the experts.
Hey, I love baseball, so you know, that's my first love, then basketball. So,
but you know what that means, teacher? That means we surround ourselves with experts, people that know, people that in an area where you have a shortcoming, you bring in the experts, and that's why I bring in people like Kelsey and Alina
but Seven. It just helps to have some background information and to get the community to come out and support Dusty Baker. We have the most premier African-American manager of a major league team. And we don't embrace that in our community here. And that's a big deal.
All right, folks, follow Dusty Baker.
And I've never even heard of him.
See, that's why we have to bring these people in to tell us. Dusty Baker. Go Google Dusty Baker.
Google
folks.
Him.
Find out what his brother is doing and support him and follow him and make sure that we give him the reverence that he deserved. Teacher, we have on the line in the studio with us today, Miss Attorney Teacher Hillman. She's a regular on the show. She's here the first Friday of every month bringing us some law talk. Now, you said something here that I found very interesting, co-parenting. Now, I guess co-parenting means different things to different people. It's not just a black and white issue. There's some gray areas there, some nuances. Tell us about it.
So I don't really know if they're really nuances.
Uh-oh, you're telling me it is black and white, huh?
I think it is. Okay. I really do. Like it's funny because most of the time as a lawyer, I think most things that lead to litigation are the gray areas, right? But in this case, I don't think there's really a gray area. I think people are trying to make it a gray area.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the thing is at the end of it all, people sometimes do not want to parent with the other parent.
And why not?
And
what are some of the reasons? Well, why wouldn't I? I mean, shouldn't I just want to give that person some, just so I can give myself a break every now and then? Why wouldn't I want to co-parent?
You would think so. You would think so. And there are a number of reasons, a number of things that I've come across. One of the big ones is I hate you.
Okay.
Right? One of the big ones I don't like you. Right.
It's some get back, huh? I want to get back at you.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And that's exactly what it is. It's I don't like the other parent. You know, maybe they cheated on me. Maybe they Maybe they moved on, and I'm still hurt for the fact that we're not in a relationship. It could be a number of things. It could be, you know, maybe you guys don't agree on parenting styles.
Okay.
You know, it could be, like I said, it could be so many things because people are people.
Right.
And you're asking two people to agree on something for the sake of their child. And that's not as easy as you would think that it is. And so it's something that I come across all the time. But yet I wanted to talk about it because I don't think people understand the importance of it.
Well,
because when you get, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay, tell us the importance of it. What is it? I hear what you're saying. It sounds like it's something you're passionate about. What is it that people need to know about this?
People need to know that when you get before a judge, the thing that you don't want is for a judge to hear that a parent is denying visitation to the other parent. Just because they didn't pay child support or just because whatever. I mean, people will literally make up reasons for why the other parent can't see the child.
Hey,
it could be.
Teacher, let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
Is that a reason at all? Let's say the guy just hasn't paid child support and he's like thousands of dollars behind. Is that a reason to withhold visitation or share?
Absolutely not.
That's not a good reason.
Okay. No, not at all, because child support and access to your child have nothing to do with one another.
Okay.
So is it morally reprehensible to not take care of your child? Absolutely. But does that mean that by sheer virtue of you not paying child support, you lose your ability to be a parent? No.
No.
And so, but that's how sometimes people treat it, as if, you know, well, you haven't paid child support or you haven't done X. Like, I've seen so many situations where the parent who physically has the child knows that, well, I have the upper hand because I have the child. So I'm going to make you jump through hurdles in order to see the child just because I can.
Right.
And the thing is, I think that courts really need to focus on co-parenting more than what they do, because I don't see courts really focusing on that. But the reason it's so important, one, there's a child.
Mm-hmm.
There's a child. And I think people forget that. So, folks, if you're listening to me,
okay,
I always tell my clients, you have to get to the point where you love your child more than you hate the other person.
Ooh, boy.
Because at the end of the day, that child did not ask to be here. The child did not ask to be a part of your crazy. The child does not have a responsibility. The child should not bear the burden of your hatred or your whatever because of your relationship with the other person. Because guess what? You chose them.
Well,
you chose this person to be your child's father or your child's mother. So the child should not pay the price. And I think a lot of times people fail to co-parent because they forget. They get so caught up in what they're thinking and what they're feeling about the other person that they forget that there is a human being in the middle of this that you put in the middle of this that they didn't ask to be put in the middle of it.
Teacher, hang on a second. I want to have you to come back and finish up and also have people to get your information on how they can reach out to you if they're experiencing some of these challenges. This is The Marketing Pulpit. The number is 1-800-450-7876. We're going to come back in a moment and talk to a Teacher Hillman, attorney at law. Finish up on co-parenting, and we're going to talk about networking, how to make it work. Marketing Pulpit, we'll be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL at 95.9 FM.
This traffic report is brought to you by Mothers Against Drunk Driving. Still looking fairly good all around the DMV. Southbound side of I-95 is a troubled spot, though. You're jam-packed from the Fairfax County Parkway headed down past Lorton and approaching 123. Earlier crash, part of that slowdown there. Also got your usual bottleneck delays there as well. Elsewhere, in a loop of the Beltway, running up to speed there from the Springfield Interchange, headed up towards 66. Drunk driving is 100% preventable 100% of the time. Help them create a future of no more victims at MADD.org. That's MADD.org. This weather report is brought to you by Compassion International. Looks like for today, you're going to have a high of 83 degrees. For tomorrow, Saturday, high of 84. And for Sunday, high of 78 with some possible thundershowers. Currently 75 degrees in the district. Becoming a child sponsor with Compassion International can change the world one child at a time. Find out how at compassion.com/radio. I'm Carlos Ramirez for News Talk 1450 AM and 95.9 FM WOL, where information is power.
All right, folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are an equal opportunity listener. We like to hear your perspective. Only thing we agree demand is that you leave hypocrisy behind. Have no zero tolerance for that. I'd like to thank our sponsors, BLE Executive Suites, for helping us with this opportunity to bring this show to you every week. Go to BLESuites.com if you're looking for an office space or someone to answer your phone or have your mail picked up. Conference rooms, office spaces by the minute, by the hour, by the day, by the week, by the year. They're right here in the community. This sister is doing it. She's been featured in Black Enterprise magazine, have locations at National Harbor and in Largo, Maryland. Convenient to Virginia, Baltimore, Columbia, Washington, D.C. BLE Suites. Call them at 301-322-1700. Also, check out our good buddy CPI Transportation. If you need a limousine, somebody to get you to that wedding, to that fantastic date to remember forever, or you just want to have a client picked up from the airport, delivered to you in style, check out CPI Transportation. It's another brother here in the community who's doing great. He was also featured in Black Enterprise magazine. So we have the winners here, folks. And you can become a winner, too, by joining Marketing Pulpit and letting Gatewood Marketing and Marketing Pulpit put your business on the path. I want to try to get you in Black Enterprise magazine as well. But you got to take some risk. Don't be so afraid. Don't sit on the fence waiting on things to happen. You got to make them happen. Have on the line, having a studio, Ms. Alina Selvin. Also, yes. Have on the line, attorney Tisha Hillman. We're talking about co-parenting and shared custody. Now, Tisha, if somebody was, somebody sitting out there, they're trying to think about how this thing is going to work, how it applies to them, do you provide services to help people in these areas?
I absolutely do. So my areas of practice are family law, criminal law, and personal injury. And under the umbrella of family law, I deal with issues as it pertains to divorce, custody, child support, alimony, property division, all of those things. And so if you have any questions about any of those topics or about the topic that we're talking about today, which is co-parenting and shared custody, give my office a call. My number is 301-744-7996. You can also go to my website at www.tshillmanlaw.com.
But you know what's going to happen, teacher, because it happens about every show. Somebody's going to call me after the show. Who was that nice attorney you had on the line? So I'm going to tell you in advance, you can call me, but do call her. But also, if you missed the information, if you didn't get it, you can go to the website, Marketing Pulpit, and I have teacher's information right there on the homepage. You can see her and me standing there smiling. And you can also
It's a pretty good picture, too.
That's a pretty good picture. I must say so myself. Man, I got my Mac on. Teacher got her braids working. She got it.
You know, we were looking good that day.
Yeah, we had it going on. So go to Marketing Pulpit, ladies and gentlemen. And reach out to Tisha. She's, really, she's been an asset to the show, and she's doing some great things out here. And I like her politics. She does not bite her tongue. She's got just as much detestation for this knucklehead in the White House who's dissing everybody. Everybody he can diss, he's dissing Puerto Rico. We have the best Katrina accidents over. We have the best storms over here in America. Not you Puerto Ricans. I mean, these guys over there comparing tragedies.
Yeah, exactly. He's pitiful.
He cannot miss an opportunity to compare. We
throwing these dollar store paper towels at these people who lost everything. Seriously?
My God, please.
Don't, you know not to get me started on this.
I'm ashamed. And this is one time.
He never misses an opportunity to belittle other people.
And to try
it's
to destroy
awful.
President Obama's legacy. He is on a mission.
Yep.
But anyway, I'm not going to start down there because I'll be here today. My blood's going to start boiling. My head's going to start sweating. Folks, we're going to quickly talk about networking. And Alina Selvin and Tisha, feel free to join in. If you have I get people talking to me all the time about how they don't have the funds to market and promote their company. And I often ask them, so what are you doing? Well, I can't afford radio. I can't afford TV. I can't afford this. They can't afford anything. I say, do you have any time on your hand? Yeah, I got too much time because I don't have any clients. Well, you are you're an ideal person for networking, because networking, it does not require as much money as it does time. If you're a professional, if you're friendly, you're charismatic, you got a good story to tell, maybe you've written a book or thinking about writing a book, trying to get partners for your business, and ultimately, do you want to get clients? Then you need to look at networking as an opportunity to grow your business. As I said earlier in the a moment ago, it's not as much as about what you do during the networking event as it is what you do before and after. Give you a couple of good tips right here on how to make networking work for you. We always have to dust off the marketing book when we're talking about things that relate to marketing and promotion, and networking is no different. Let's take marketing when we're talking about targeting and finding our audience. We talk about demographics, geographics, and psychographics. Same thing applies to networking. Let's talk about geographics for a minute. When you're trying to decide where to network, do a little research to find out, is this your kind of event? Is this event going to serve your needs? Is it the right size? Is it the right industry? Some of these titles can be a little misleading, like some of these meetup groups. You might say, that sounds like my kind of group. And there's a difference between a group called Black Folks Killing It, and then another group that says Killing Black Folks. There's two different groups there, so you want to make sure you are actually joining a group that has your best interest in mind. So demographics, do a little research beforehand before you actually commit to a networking group or actually an event. Geographics, know where you're going. Is this group taking place off the beaten path? You need to do a little research in advance. And you don't want to go to somebody, I mean, it's okay sometimes these networking groups, they're not exactly at the Taj Mahal or they're not at the Four Seasons. But, you know, when you go to a place and the guy shows up at the door with a towel around his waist, that may not be the networking group for you. So do a little research to make sure the place where you're going is actually going to be actually to your liking and suitable for networking. So you want to do a little...
And not in the Casper Mountains?
Maybe definitely not cash.
But it should be. But it should not just be a networking opportunity, just general networking opportunity, because it should be something that is, you know, that is important to your business.
That's exactly right.
To your line of business. So it should be like, I mean, the first and foremost, and this is what I learned from even when I was an intern at BET and then started to work at BET in the news department right out of college, that I had that same excuse, well, how do I network and how do I get out there? And I can't get a job and I can't do this, you know. So, you know, the vice president of news back then, Deborah Tang, said to me, Alina, you have to go out and get affiliated with organizations that are of your profession.
That's exactly right. The industry, the size.
The industry.
Same type of demographics and geographics and psychographics and things that we use for marketing 101 applies to networking as well. Another one is psychographics. You want to make sure you fit into a group that actually has your same type of style. If you're a really button-up, conservative type, then you might want to avoid groups where they're highly political, where there's a lot of risk-taking and people are kind of, you know, screaming and jumping on chairs. You may want to find a group that's more suited to your style. And if you're an atheist, you may not want to go to a group where every group starts off with prayers and, you know, hallelujah and things like that. So you want to go to a group where you fit in. And that...
But what do you think, Robert? What do you think about just having differences of opinion? Because sometimes I find it helpful to talk to people that think differently than I do, because it helps me to think outside of the box.
Well, you're exactly right, teacher. As a matter of fact, I was going to say that next, because sometimes doing your research, you might decide, look, I feel like I am too much one way. I feel like I've gone so far over in this corner, I'm almost at the point of no return, and I need to diversify my train of thought. So doing that same research, you might decide you want to get into a more diverse group of thinking people than the group you've been in. So you're exactly right there. Very, very good. Very good. And then afterwards, you want to do follow-up. After what you do after networking is just as important, if not more so. You want to follow up. You want to make and also understand that not all contacts are created equal. You're going to leave that group with 10, 50, 20 business cards. You want to kind of sort them in some type of hierarchy based on urgency, ease, value, and lifetime value. So if somebody needs something right away, you don't want to wait to call them 2 weeks from now. You want to call them right away, sometimes from the parking lot. Another thing to remember is that everybody does not communicate the same. Some people are face-to-facers. Some are telephone only. Some are email only. Some are text only. And some are Snapchatters and Instagrammers. You have to know that everybody does not communicate the same way you do. And last but not least, folks, when this group is over, turn down the sales pitch a notch. Don't jump on the person right away trying to push your product down their throat just because you met them at a networking event. Nurture the relationship. Work it. Get to know the person. Get to fill them out. And then you will start to see some networking success. Have a quick call. We got 30 seconds. Charette, welcome to the show.
Hi, how's everybody doing?
Hey, Charette. Welcome.
How are you, Charette?
What you adding to this?
Oh, I'm doing great. I just wanted to do a really quick chime in because when I heard that thing about networking and that last part you said about diversify, sometimes I got trapped into networking with people that I already knew.
Right.
That are been in business the same amount of time as me instead of or same ethnicity. I kind of need to break out and kind of hear what other people are doing and thinking.
Well, thank you. And you were saying exactly what teacher said. I'm glad that both of you all brought it up because I was saying to myself, just because you think a certain way, you feel a certain way, you need to expand your circle, and nothing does that better than networking. Thank you, Charette. Thank you. Exactly right.
Yes, sir.
All right. Linda,
you all have a great weekend.
Thank you. Come on. Oh, yeah, by the way, folks, we're having our first Friday tonight. Speaking of networking, go to marketingpulpit.com. If you haven't done a networking, if you need to get out there and dust off your business card and tell your elevator pitch, go to marketingpulpit.com and register for the event tonight at 6 o'clock at Apollo Drive in Largo, and it's free. MarketingPulpit.com. Hope to see you there. Alina 7, thank you as always.
Yes, go to Alina7.com or WBGR tomorrow from 3 to 4. I do a show every Saturday.
Folks. And go to Marketing Pulpit. Teacher, thanks again.
Thank you.
All right, folks, go to MarketingPulpit.com for information on our guests. And if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Here's the latest from News1.com.